Well, good morning. It is 6:24 a.m. on Saturday, January 7th, 2023. It's 44 degrees, which is just shy of 7 degrees Celsius. 94% humidity with a light drizzle. As I commence a stroll along the Willamette River that winds its way through Portland, Oregon. Welcome to the Rivercast, y'all. This is starting to feel very familiar. These morning walks. I mean, it should, right? I've been doing this for quite a while, but I kind of like having these river walks on a Saturday. It's like a breakup of the routine. It's a routine within the routine. Shakes things up a little bit. Plus, it's beautiful. Even I'm looking forward to later in the season when the sun's actually up or rising at this point, because it's been dark since we've been doing this. But with time, as the seasons progress, the lighting will shift slowly. Although, it is Portland, so that just means it'll be a lightening of the gray with the occasional clear morning. So, last night, went to see Moulin Rouge the musical. With Muse. The musical with Muse. And it was so many thoughts, so many intriguements. It was marvelous. As I understand, it won a Tony for Best Musical, and it absolutely deserved it. It was everything. Everything I love about stage theater was there, and normally I'm not a big fan of musicals, but this one, I at no point in time, you know, usually when a conventional musical is going on, it's like, here comes a musical number. Get through the musical number so we can get on to the good stuff, which is the story. But in this case, never once felt that way. It was marvelous. And so there's a real challenge I've discovered with adaptations or remakes or anything that's derived from something else, because that other thing is always there. It's always lurking or is very present in your awareness while you're experiencing this other thing. You know, I loved the Moulin Rouge movie. It was brilliant. And Ewan McGregor and Nicole Kidman, yes, it finally came to me, were brilliant in it. It was marvelous. And Gary Oldman, oh my God. It was exceptional. So, you know, you go into a stage production of a movie, I went in very skeptical, you know, looking forward to an enjoyable time, but not really expecting to be, wowed, I guess. You know, you can have spectacle, and the spectacle is marvelous, and you can sit back and go, oh, wow, that's very pretty. But you don't get emotionally invested in spectacle necessarily. It's just the whiz-bang factor. And make no mistake, the whiz-bang factor was there. it was astonishing. The production values in this were top shelf. The lighting, the sets, the special effects. God, when they pulled out the absinthe scene, it was, wow. They had this effect where, first of all, the bottle of absinthe glowed like this nuclear green. Muse said, oh my God, that's nuclear. And they had this effect where when they poured the absinthe into someone's glass, the glass would start to glow, like you had poured the nuclear glowing stuff into the glass. And then when you drank, the glow faded from the glass. And, you know, just the whole, because of the distance from the audience to the effect, you could do all kinds of things. The suggestion of consumption of the absinthe with that glowing glass that's faded as you drank, just that little thing right there, just really, just wow, that was amazing. The sets were beautiful. And then the performances were top shelf. Everyone across the board was a consummate professional and a skilled performer. It was outstanding. So everything that goes into a stage production was absolutely there. The music, the orchestra was, holy crap, outstanding. So that was all there. Every at no point from that perspective did I go, eh. Nope, it was spot on. And then the content, the story itself, the show. Like I say, you're battling that almost, you know, arms folded, I really liked the movie, you better be as good as the movie kind of vibe, right? And they did an amazing job of keeping everything that you loved about the movie in. They cherry-picked the core moments and the core elements and gave them full attention, full execution. It was beautifully done. Steel Bridge, tink. But they made changes. Whoa. Tree tried to destroy my umbrella. Damn near succeeded too. The changes they made, some of the things that they stripped out, some of the things that they shifted in position or the focus that they put on things was, it was well done. It did a wonderful job of, like I say, adapting the story to the stage. And I remember watching the movie thinking, oh, how cool, they're using contemporary music in this, you know, I'm not even sure when it was, 1800s, 1900s, late 18, early 1900s, story. And they doubled down on that in the stage production. There were so many songs. The first time I noticed it substantially was when the Duke comes on and he started singing the Beatles' Give Me Money. It's like, and it just went on from there. Lady Gaga was in there. Britney Spears songs was in there. Toxic was in there. And for a while, it felt like a gimmick. It felt like, oh yeah, okay, so they glommed onto that aspect of Moulin Rouge and they're just making that what it's all about. And for a while, I was going, eh, okay. But it didn't take long for the performers and the story and everything to just really kind of, work its way in. I mean, by the time it was over, it was under my skin and in my heart. It was just brilliant. And great curtain call, and just, wow. It was an astonishing evening of theater. And I'm not sure I would have gone if Muse hadn't invited me, but I'm sure as hell glad I did. That was outstanding. That was absolutely outstanding. And I got to see Muse, so yay! Which is a rarity these days. And that's an adjustment. I mean, I knew that was the way it was going to be coming out here. It's not like, oh God, this is so disappointing. I'm not seeing Muse as much as I'd like. And it's like, that's always going to be the case. And that's the thing to come to grips with for me, was I am never going to see her as much as I would like to see her. Never. That's never going to happen. Well, you know, never say never, but circumstances being what they are, and Muse being who she is, and me being who I am now anyway, I'm never going to see her as much as I want to. And honestly, it's not what I want, but it's enough, you know? And when I say it's not what I want, it's like, I'm not even sure what I want. I mean, I'm still figuring that out. I'm still adapting to this. First of all, this new kind of relationship, this ethically non-monogamous relationship, and that I'm navigating okay, I think. I don't feel, you know, jealousy, I think, is the biggest issue in those relationships. And I'm pretty much past that. But the other part of ethical non-monogamy being going out and finding another partner, finding other partners to, you know, fulfill those feelings, like, I'm still working on that, because she's amazing and she's beautiful and she's all of these things. And it's like, when you find someone that astonishing, my nature is to grab on with both hands, you know, and go all in. And that's a way to do it, okay? And there is no right or wrong here. There is no correct or incorrect or healthy or unhealthy or blah, blah, blah. It's a variation on a theme. So I'm still figuring out who I am in that regard. And that's the way it works, right? That's how it goes. Morning. So it was lovely to see her. I'll be honest, I was hoping for an alarm clock malfunction this morning, but that wasn't in the cards, and that's okay. That's, you know, it wasn't to be. And God, she's so freaking busy. You know, I try very hard to give her her space. You know, she has so much going on. Never mind other partners. She's got an busy life. She's doing all kinds of stuff. And the last thing I want to do is add to the noise of her life. You know, that I don't want to be that. So yeah, navigating that, the intricacies of the heart, as it were, is ongoing and delightful and frustrating and marvelous and all of that. So, yeah, there we go. Dave Robinson, True Confessionals, Dave's Love Life, such as it is. Anyway, I am back. I just crossed under the Broad Street Bridge, which means that's a wrap. That's a wrap for the walk, for the week. Let the weekend begin. I hope you have a splendid weekend. I hope you consume some content that is astonishing to you. I hope you read a book or see a show or hear a song or see a piece of artwork that just makes you stop for a moment and go, wow, damn. I hope that for you, because those are wonderful, transformative moments. But however the weekend goes down, you can always hold on to the sage advice, whoa, slippery wood deck, of Master Zigzag Claiborne, who who delightfully entices us with the bon mot of, despite everything, create. Yeah, good advice. Create, add, build, explore, all of that. And I will add to that love fearlessly. Because it's worth it. Lord, it's absolutely worth it. And I will do the same. And I won't talk to you tomorrow. I'm taking tomorrow off, but I will talk to you Monday. Until then, you guys take care. I'll talk to you soon.